The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. Here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to discuss customer marketing. Joining us today is Zach Wenthe, who is the Director of Customer Marketing and Thought Leadership at Treasure Data. Treasure Data's customer data cloud helps enterprises use all of their customer data to improve campaign performance, achieve operational efficiency, and drive value with connected customer experiences. Yesterday, Zach and I talked about turning customer marketing strategies into pipeline growth, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about effective brand strategies for crowded marketplaces. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Zach Wenthe, the Director of Customer Marketing and Thought Leadership at Treasure Data. Zach, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Always glad to have you here. Great to have somebody from Treasure Data. You know, we've had a couple of Treasure Datites on the podcast over the last few years. And one of the things that I appreciate about your organization is it's gone through a fair amount of change, not only from the category level, but also yesterday you mentioned how you were independent and then acquired and then spun off again. And so the area of focus has changed. So I feel like from a marketing perspective, Treasure Data has really had to go through a couple different cycles and probably build muscles that other marketing organizations haven't. And one of the things that I want to click into today is the development of the CDP landscape. When I first heard about CDPs, it was Segment. And Segment was acquired by Twilio, and then other companies started coming out. And this is just me being in the San Francisco startup area. Segment was like the hot company, the hot startup when I was a kid. And now I don't even know if they're part of Twilio or if they got spun out. I feel like there was some sort of transaction, but it went from, ooh, what's a CDP? Tell me about this Segment thing. Everybody needs one of those, to, oh, there's lots of Segments or companies like them. And now there's high touch and compostable CDPs. There's Treasure Data and the focus not just on marketing, but on the customer experience and sort of cross-channel data collaboration. I bet you MailChimp has a CDP at this point. Talk to me about how you operate in such a crowded marketplace. Like, what do you think about being in the middle of a land war? Like, how do you get your mind around who do we focus on? How do we defend ourselves? Give me the general patent lay of the land here.
It's hard because obviously, like you said, everybody has a different story of how they perceive or understand CDP. Either from, oh, we bought one at our last company, this is what we had, or never heard of it. Although I think, thankfully, we're kind of past this world of never heard of it. And now it's, where do you fit? So a lot of our conversation is really around fit. So yeah, there's 181 options or 180 some plus different named CDPs, but they're not all going to fit everybody. And so Treasure Data, we have things that we're really, really good at. We're focused on the enterprise. We work amazingly with large global, especially multi-brand type companies who have that kind of complex nature. We don't serve a person who is just using maybe Shopify and email as their only platform and don't have a whole lot of data. That's great for maybe an email service provider like a Klaviyo who has CDP capabilities kind of stacked on top. And so educating the consumer of like, hey, this is, you're not in our bucket is almost just as important as saying you are in our bucket or you are the right kind of customer for us and getting them pointed in the right direction. But then it's also being honest with yourself and your executives and getting sales kind of bought into this idea of like, not everybody is a customer. Not everybody is right. And not everybody is going to be a home run for us. And it allows us to really kind of have those crucial conversations, which frankly, when you're in a, like you said, a land war for mindshare and dollars, you don't want to spend time on the wrong. And that's crucial, I think, in this space.
Now, you mentioned being in a land war for mindshare, not necessarily just are we being invited to the RFP, but are we even being considered? And the enterprise customer is probably including treasure data in their RFPs because you're treasure data and you've got this great awareness. And there's only a few other companies that are truly enterprise grade CDPs. So there's 180 different CDPs, but realistically, there's probably 20 companies that you're directly competing with. But in terms of mindshare, most of those 180 companies are probably marketing to the enterprise customers. How do you try to stay in front of the customer, not only with a unique message, but also just trying to stay present and separate yourself in terms of the marketing style, tactics, communication?
So as we talked about yesterday, we had this weird part of our life where we were part of ARM as an acquisition, and then we spun back out. And I joined right after that, kind of as we were back independent. And I would go to events and we'd be talking CDP and I'd be talking to somebody and be like, have you heard of Treasure Data? And they're like, I don't know you. And I'm like, the people you're comparing me to, we have double their revenue. So I'd lay out our customer list and I'm like, holy cow, where did you come from? We've had this like battle over the last 2 years to really put ourselves back in that mindshare. So I don't just say mindshare as a throwaway statement. It is truly something that we have awareness has been a challenge for us. And we've invested a lot of time and energy into kind of being in the conversation. And so I look at it as kind of two buckets. There are the pure play CDPs, that 15 or 20 people that we kind of compete with on a regular basis. And that is a lot of comes down to differentiation. Why are we different? Who are we? What are we good at? What are they good at? And kind of having some of those frank conversations with customers. And just being transparent, being honest, because I think everybody's looking for not that marketing slick, but really education and understanding in the space. And then there's the marketing clouds. And that's the other bucket that they own the mind share. Whether they're the right technology or not is always debatable. You're never going to find an account that doesn't have a Salesforce embedded in there somewhere. You're never going to find an account that doesn't have Adobe in there somewhere. It could just be Photoshop, but they have an account rep somewhere and they're always trying to work that channel. So they can own that mindshare. That's okay. I'll give them that. What I want to own is the expertise. We are truly seen as an expert in the space, and that's what we fight for.
How do you think about channel mix? I know that yesterday you mentioned we rely on events. We do a fair amount of content production and webinar-style thought leadership. Do you think about reaching your customers in unique ways through different channels, or is it all purely just messaging?
No, I mean, social is a channel for us, both paid and organic. But I think when it comes down to who are we going to get in front of, obviously enterprise, executive level, they're not spending a lot of time on Instagram Reels, typically looking for their next enterprise software application. So it's a great way to kind of wrap around, but we need to have some sort of inciting event. And so we focus a lot on, like I said, the trade shows, especially the ones where we work with some partners who do these great kind of assemblies, and they bring CIOs, CDOs, CMOs together to kind of network. And then obviously the vendors pay for it all. So we get to be there and have some one-on-one meetings. But it's honestly, it's my favorite format to have these like 15, 20 minute, here's who I am. What are you challenged with? Maybe we can talk about it and really focus on having that conversation, because those are more impactful. I can walk away with 5 or 10 leads out of something like that, where we're just having a one-on-one conversation as opposed to spending dollars all day long on digital.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on 2 channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. At the risk of being crass, there's a dating metaphor somewhere in here. And it seems like you could be out there talking to every girl or boy at the bar. I don't know if people meet anymore IRL. You can be on the apps, you know, swiping left and right. It sounds like one of the things that you've done to differentiate is a little bit more of the speed dating technique where you have the smaller group of very targeted people that have made their intentions clear. And it's just a matter of putting your best foot forward and presenting well when you get a chance to be in front of them. You mentioned that you've done social. We've talked a little bit about thought leadership. I would be remiss if I didn't ask about things like podcasting, YouTube, video production. Where does that live in the mix for you?
We've done a couple different things. So we, about 2 years, a little over 2 years ago, we bought CDP.com as a independent domain.
I remember that. Treasure Data was a sponsor of the MarTech podcast right when they bought CDP.com. I remember running a marketing campaign on the MarTech podcast about this.
So to us, that was an organic kind of SEO play. Obviously, we wanted to grow the category. The rising tide lifts all ships thing. The CDP space needed some of that content and that voice. But selfishly, obviously, it helped drive traffic in ways that a brand website is not going to drive. And then within that, we had a kind of a podcast. We had a third party host come in to make it kind of truly not Treasure Data. He was a former CIO, CTO. Isaac was our host, and we did the traditional thought leaders. So that was kind of season one. And then as we have kind of shifted more away from needing that broad awareness into more of those kind of pointed strategies, we still do video. We launched CDP World, which was our customer conference last October. Recorded everything, you know, its first release went in actually to our customer community. It was a great way to use video right away into kind of our customer world. But now those are getting spun out and put on YouTube, and we do a lot of video webinars, and we have a podcast coming. We are actively working on what our next podcast is going to look like. So we have it all, and we've done it in a variety of ways.
Exciting times. I guess the last question I have for you, you know, you're in a crowded marketplace. You've figured out what the brand strategy, who your ICP is going to. You've got the marketing mix, which is broad, but differentiated in a sense that you're not just trying to reach everyone, trying to get those personal connections. Let's talk a little bit about evaluation. How do you know when you are standing out from the crowd with your marketing strategy?
I think a lot of that goes back to attribution. Looking at the type of content, is the content we're putting out there, are people engaging with it? Are they looking at it? Are they talking? One simple change we made, and I don't think this is revolutionary by any means, is an open-ended field. How did you hear about us on our demo request form? So just getting feedback because we can kind of find out where somebody came from that maybe we didn't expect before. And then I think a lot of that comes down to being able to go after events and doing the webinar follow-up, the surveys, like, was this helpful? Was this not? I look at that stuff constantly. What was our view times? Where was my fall off view in my webinar? So what content maybe didn't resonate as much as other pieces so that we can continuously evolve and add that? Because to me, my strategy has always been education. I spent 15, 20 years in MarTech. I've been around the block. I've seen them all for better and worse. So to me, I don't want to hold back. I want to educate the people who are interested in what we have to say. Typically are our best customers. They're engaging, they're reading, they're giving feedback. So like lean into that right now.
You know, often it's not just what you're selling. It's who's selling it. The relationships and how you present yourself and the trust that you build with the brands that are your prospective customers matter as much as what does one feature do? What's your pricing strategy? If your ICP feels like you are transactional, self-serving, pushing too hard, they're going to shy away. You're never going to get to the point of when they're in market, them making a decision that leans in your favor. That relationship, that understanding what the customer's needs are, that providing value at every step of the marketing education process, all the way through your RFP into sales and beyond, your onboarding process that helps create your virality. All of these things are connected. moral of the story is don't be overly self-serving. Don't be creepy. Don't be a jerk. You have to think about who your customers are and how you could provide value at every step of the way to make that connection between your brand strategy and mostly when there are lots of other people in your marketplace. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Zach Wenthy, the Director of Customer Marketing and Thought Leadership at Treasure Data. If you'd like to hear more from Zach, you could find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can visit his company's website, which is treasuredata.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even apply to be the next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MarTechPod, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly on LinkedIn. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.